Hey, it's Katie, and you're listening to How to Play with Your Kids and What to Expect. Hey, guys! Sorry for the long break in between. I wish I had a good reason, except for that I just can't get my shit together. All of my kids are home for the summertime. Some of them are traveling, some of them are here. But this episode, is because I have had them home now and I forgot how fucking exhausting it is just to have a child at home all day. So this episode is your reminder that it's hard, it's mentally and physically exhausting in ways that literally no one who has never done it can understand. And I just want you to know, as a parent who has days all by herself, who now had to go back to sharing the day with the kids. And at the end of the day, I am literally just sitting there staring in silence. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to start a show. I don't want to read a book. There's literally not one fucking thing I want to do except for just sit in silence. And so if you're out there and you're having a hard time and you stay at home with children all day, please, please, please give yourself a break. That shit is exhausting. It is exhausting. So let's get into it. Because I love playing with kids and I love fucking off and never taking anything seriously. And this is something that I just think is super easy for everyone else. And it's clearly not. And I take it for granted. And I was talking to my friend recently about her daughter and how she plays with her, and she was feeling a little bit sad because she feels like she doesn't know what she's doing. And so I'm going to play a couple of the recordings that I sent to her to you guys, and then we'll talk about it. So here's the first one.
What's the easiest?
Oop.
Stop thinking of it as like being creative or playing or any of that stuff, and just start thinking like, what's the easiest way I can entertain Curious George here and his hands and mind? And then the answer will come to you because she's just a little monkey baby and she's just bored and she just wants something to do, and all she wants is your attention. Even if you fake it, it's still really good. So don't put so much pressure on it. Also, like, just hang out with little mini you. Like, think about, like, if we were friends in middle school and we had, like, a sleepover, what kind of shit would we want to do? Because that's what she wants to do. Hair, makeup, giggle, look through things, talk about treasures and all her little collections and, like, stuff girls want to do.
Okay, so that's me telling my friend, obviously you heard it, like, don't take it so seriously. It's totally fine. Like, try to pretend like you're little and you want to do the fun stuff. And that was my advice to her. But she responded to me, I didn't play with little girls when I was little. I didn't have sleepovers. Like, I don't know what that even means. Like, I didn't even get into makeup until I was like a grown ass woman. Oh, well, why didn't you say so, friend? So here are some things that I wrote back or I said back to her.
Of course, it's fun and simple because it's not me having to come up with a duh. It's easy when
Whoops.
I've already figured.
Hold on, that's not even right.
Again, you're being a little hard on yourself. Okay, so like, I had a son and I grew up in a family of only little girls. So all I did was like play mermaids and do makeup and all this other shit, but I never not also wanted to play in the mud. I never not also wanted to climb trees. Like, that shit's fun as fuck. So like, you can still treat her like, if that was little girl you can totally treat her like you would little girl you. But also, I had a son and I had to learn everything there was about boy things. I used to get kicked out of playing like action figures because I was like trying to do it like Barbies, and he was like, no, they don't talk, they just fight. And so like, I had to learn. So it's okay. So it's total. My point, blah, blah, blah. My point is, all you have to do is sit there. She'll boss you around. Like, little girls are super good at that. Just do what she says and talk in like a stupid fairy voice, like the dumbest one you can think of. They love that shit. Or my favorite is I just be British because I don't want to talk like that. So I'll just start talking like this. And are we going down to the mall? Oh, I love the mall. That's how they know I'm playing pretend and being kind of silly. So you can just make some shit up. It doesn't have to be like nobody's judging this. Like, she will boss you. She wants to be in charge of that time. Just do what she says. Just be there for her. And it's really fucking boring. That's why it's hard to pay attention, because it's really boring, because their stuff is boring, because you're not a kid. That's because you're not a kid. So don't be upset with yourself. It's totally fine. You're doing a great job, and it's totally normal. And yeah, girl, I gotta get on that podcast. I've been slacking.
Damn. I forgot that podcast part was in there. She was like, she said, like, why don't you put this on the podcast? This is good advice. And I was like, damn, girl, I have been putting that aside for other stuff. Let me go ahead and record. So, but my advice to her is my advice to all of you. You're putting so much pressure on it. Playing is literally just exploring and fucking off. You don't have to be cool. You don't have to have a structure. Your crafts don't have to have a specific outline. You don't have to be the Pinterest parent that you see. You don't have to have a theme to everything. None of that stuff matters. And in fact, I would say that when I tried to do all of that stuff, not only was I dissatisfied and let down constantly, but my children were constantly let down and attacked, I feel like. I mean, I don't know from their perspective, but I feel like I was always like, ugh, why? It's not supposed to be like this. It's not supposed to be like that. And it took me a really long time to realize that I was the one who was wrong. And then it wasn't even supposed to be like anything. Like, what the fuck, mom? You're being so uncool. And then when I realized, like, oh, okay, I have to, like, what did I like as a kid? What did I hate, more importantly, as a kid? And as it turned out, what I hated most about being a child was that it felt like adults were always irritated, pissed off, whining, or fighting about something. Like, they were just so unfun. And they were just really mad and complaining and whatever all the time. There was always something going on. And I really hated that about adults. I just was like, why are you fucking this up? Why are you not playing? So now I had to reroute myself because I was turning into an adult, obviously, which is fine. But you have to reroute yourself back to think like a kid. And what do kids hate? Taking shit too seriously. So just don't say anything. So for your very first baby step, don't say anything. Just find your kid quietly playing. Or if they say, like, mom, dad, Nana, do you want to play with me? You can say, yeah. What do you want to play? What did you have in mind? What were you thinking? Usually, and what I find completely normal is that now they just start talking for like 25 minutes and you have no idea what they're even talking about or where this story is going. Or even if your brain is melting, or if the words that are coming out of their mouth actually don't make sense. And that's okay. That's okay too. Who cares? Just answer, whoa, awesome. Show me. And that's it. Or if they say, I don't know, what do you want to play? Say, I can't remember. It was a really long time for me to be a kid. Keep trying to get them to like come up with something. Or what's your favorite? Really, so it might be uncomfortable for some kids to be in the lead. I don't like to be in charge, personally, as like a person among peers. That's not my favorite. So like, I would rather just be like, yeah, what do y'all want to play? And then be like, nah, that sounds lame. Or cool. I'm so simple. but you know, just keep trying. The point is that it doesn't fucking matter. None of this matters. Just keep trying. And they'll remember that you were just literally sitting there. And if you hear yourself being like kind of a dumb person, like you're complaining, or like, you know what I'll do is I do that. I will start being like too literal, like when we're watching a show or reading a children's book or something. Or if someone says like, oh, my Barbie actually has like a four. See, y'all, I automatically try to make it Barbies. I haven't played Barbies in fucking years. Oh my God. Okay, so if someone's like, Spider-Man actually has a defensive shield around him and you can't hit him with your bullets, I will totally start to ruin the fun and be like, okay, well, science hasn't even invented something like that yet, so impossible. I don't even know what you're talking. I don't, something. It might be a bad example, but I will straight up be like, actually, I saw Hank Green said on his podcast that bacteria, blah blah blah, and actually blah blah blah, and that really sucks the life out of a room, especially with kids. So if you also have a tendency to do that, just be quiet. It's literally the key to everything. Just be quiet. And then copy them. Like, copy them. Like, if they're really fucking excited, you're also now really excited. Like, yeah, hell yeah. Or, like, you know what I was thinking, Mom? Maybe we could throw dirt rocks at that wall. And to you, maybe you're like, are you fucking serious right now? But to them, they're like, oh, want to? Give it right back. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I love to throw rocks at this rock wall or whatever they want to do, even if it's literally the dumbest thing you can think of. Like, it doesn't matter because to them, play and playing is trying on new identities, new costumes, new characters they can be in the planet. And if you don't let them explore this part of themselves and play and have freedom to do so, I don't know how else to say it except for then they become like one of those weird adults that's like grasping at baby things, and everyone's like, what the fuck? Which, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I like some baby stuff. But you don't have to be gifted at play. You don't have to be a total fuck off at life like me. You don't have to be anything special. You literally just have to be alive by them and enthusiastic about whatever boring shit is happening. And boom, you got a happy kid. And when you have a happy, fulfilled kid, you have a lot less problems. You have a lot less infighting among the family. You have a lot less irritation on your part because the kids are now fulfilled and they're happy and they go away and play back on their tablet or Legos or read books by themselves or play with their brother. You know, they go back into the world interacting in a better frame of mind. But when you keep them hungry and you avoid this play and then you feel shame about it because, like, so many parents I know feel shame about not being able to, quote unquote, play with their kids. I'm not good at pretend. I'm not good at dress up. I'm not good at Barbies. I'm not good at Legos. I get frustrated. I hate art. I don't like to be messy. I don't like to be sticky. Whatever it is. It's okay. Like, none of that matters. Like, none of that's a criteria for this. It's totally fine. You're overthinking the fuck out of it. You barely have to be involved. All you have to do is fake enthusiasm. And if you have ever had a sexual experience in your life, you are qualified to fake enthusiasm. So, dig deep. I love that. I love that joke. I made myself laugh. Okay. So, seriously, like, how does something like that look? Okay, well, Magnus and I was like, hey, do you want to play? I'm like feeling bored or whatever. 90% of the time, your kid is going to be like, no, I'm busy. No, I'm busy. No, I'm busy. And you're like bored as fuck. You've got nothing to do. You have a perfect hour between when you have to put the laundry from the washer to the dryer. You're like, bitch, I ain't got nothing to do. I took a bath already. I'm free today. What do y'all want to do? Y'all want to read books? Nope. Y'all want to play Legos? No. Y'all want to go outside? No. Y'all want to? No. I want to watch my video. I want to finish my video or whatever else. Okay, fine, 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 fine. Buzzer goes off. You go in to take the laundry out. You start doing that. Your grandma calls you on the phone. Maybe your alarm has to go off because now you have to get ready for your dentist appointment, which, true story, I have a fucking dentist appointment this morning. Ugh! Et cetera, et cetera. You're totally feeling stressed out. Now you're in a time crunch. Guess who the fuck will come over there with cute little doe eyes begging you to play? Please, mommy, please. Or, whatever else. And this is where everyone has a hard time because it's fucking hard, because that's annoying. End of story. Like, you don't even have to justify it, you guys. Like, the shame that you're feeling or the irritation that you're feeling, and it causes like shame and like I feel like a bad parent. So unjustified. So unnecessary. What they're doing is annoying. That's annoying as fuck. I hate that. So, like, take a breath and then assess the situation. Okay, well, if I don't get dressed and ready, I won't make it to the dentist appointment on time. That one is important. Okay, I gotta keep that one. You can, like, triage, I guess is what I'm saying. If your grandma called, grandma, I gotta call you back. I'm sorry. Hang up. I don't care. And I know how you guys think, and I know how that feels, and I know that your grandma's saying something, and you love her, and it's really important, and you can hear her feelings, and she's done all this shit for you, and you feel so guilty. Your grandma's a grown-ass fucking adult. This baby is not. And I say baby and anyone that is in your fucking care that lives in your house under you. I don't give a fuck if this is like a 19-year-old all the way down to a baby. I don't give a fuck. Your baby is right there. And I see so... Ooh, I'm finna rant right now, y'all. But listen. I see... Now that we're back in school and COVID is over and we're going to the playgrounds and we're out and about other parents. All of you say... I'll do anything for my baby. I'd do anything for my kids. I always have my kids back. I hear people say this every fucking day while they're fucking telling me something like this or family comes first or all this other shit. Their kids are standing there. Mom, look over here. Mom, I'm hungry. Oh, look at this. And they're like, ugh, stop. Ugh, stop. And it drives me fucking insane. And it is the one thing I judge every single one of you for. Like, I cannot stand that shit. I judge myself for it when I catch myself doing it. And the person that taught me this is my friend Nikki had twins the same time that I had Hank. And every time I was talking to her, she would stop fucking mid-sentence. She would just completely ignore what I was saying and kneel down and listen to what the kids needed. And at first... As a person who was raised in an environment where, like, bitch, you gotta be quiet. The adults are talking. Like, how dare you speak? I thought, like, how rude of her to, like, fucking ignore what I'm saying for these fucking kids. And as time went on, I was like, Nikki's so much better than me. God damn, she's always there for her kids. The older the kids got, like, all of a sudden they're 2, 3, they're talking. And I'm understanding that I also wish that I had the guts to do this to other adults. Because I cared so much about what they thought or what these other mommies thought or what this teacher was saying that I literally just ignored them and kept talking to adults because I thought adults were more important. And I was completely, totally, and utterly wrong. And as time went on, watching her do this over and over and over again helped me see that it was the right choice and helped me decide to change my mind too. And then slowly, the more you start doing it, the more you start understanding, like, just how much important shit you were missing out on, and you were wrong, and you were kind of brushing off when sometimes it was really important. And I still do that. I mean, okay. Nobody's perfect. But it's so when I see these people, like, oh, I'll do anything for my baby, I'll do anything for my baby, except for fucking talk to them. Like, except for be uncomfortable for a little while, except for fake excitement for a little while, except for give them the answers that they need, except for being there for them emotionally. Okay. And this is probably really personal to Katie. So there's serious bias maybe and some projection from Katie's little hurt feelings as a baby, but literally y'all, like, everybody thinks, oh, my family is so important. But your actions are not indicating that your family is so important. Only your words. Only our words. So, again, myself included, I'm just getting carried away preaching out here in the garage. But follow through. Do it, though. fucking do it though. Like, if they're so important for you, to you, prove to them that they are that important to you. When Miss So-and-so is bitching in her tattly little voice and she's got her little hand on her hip and like every day she's got something to say and you always fucking listen to her, even though you know deep down inside she's like a petty, stupid bitch, but she's like an adult. Y'all, this is so personal. Oddly specific. Instead of taking that shit, man the fuck up, woman the fuck up, turn around, lean down, and say to your baby in the eyes, is that true? Is that how you feel? Is that how you think it went? Man, you will, I swear to God, at the end of the day, you will feel like a giant monument made of fucking granite. You will just be like, fuck them hoes! Because you did it. Because you were there. Because you did prove to yourself that your child was more important than the adult. And it feels great, dude. And I'm not saying it like I don't understand the actual physical disgust and pain that you feel in your stomach when you have to go against what you want to do. So I never bring these things up like, it's so fucking easy. It's not. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's worth it. I'm saying you should be doing it. I'm not saying it's easy. And I'm not saying it's not boring. I'm on drugs all the fucking time, you guys. Like, I'm never saying it's not. And I just told another friend the other day, as long as human beings have been alive, like we've been people, even back farther, we get fucked up. Like, we ferment our fruit, or we figure out, like, even right now, currently, there's a monkey in the jungle that figured out, like, if they bust open this millipede and, like, rub it all over their tongue, they get, like, really fucked up. And they love it. So, for as long as human beings have been doing, we have been avoiding the pain of everyday life using drugs, alcohol, just mushrooms. It don't matter. It don't matter. If I knew more about the planet, I could tell you lots of different things that humans use to get high. I believe in Africa, they chew on something called cud, I believe. It doesn't matter. Point is, stop feeling bad. Stop. Stop it. Stop. Would humans have been doing that if it was super easy to do the right thing? If life was so great, if it was just like so easy to get through the day and everything was just like sunshine and roses and they had the key to happiness? Fuck no. Fuck no. We're alive. It's terrible. It's hard. It's awful. And none of it made sense or mattered until they handed you that child. In my personal experience, I'm talking for myself. And all of a sudden, something else is relying on you with those beautiful doe eyes and something else is begging you to play with them. And you feel like, oh my God, this is the most important thing in the entire world. I must protect it. I must work hard for it. And I must set up this weird social structure that I feel obligated to set up, right? Of teachers and parents and aunties and uncles and people that love you and blah, 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 blah. And in that search for that, you start giving those people all of your attention and you start competing with them like, oh, in fact, just recently, my most recent one was that fucking birthday party. I don't know if anyone listened to that episode, but in a previous episode, I talked about birthday parties. And here in this community, the birthday parties are fucking bananas. And so I felt super obligated. And even though I know all of this stuff, and even though I'm telling you all of this stuff, it's fucking difficult. Social pressures are real and they hurt and it makes you stressed out. And so my advice is to rebel. One of my favorite podcasters does that when he gets excited. And I cannot agree more. Don't fucking do it. Stop doing it. You don't want to play with your kid because you signed up for PTA and that shit is fucking exhausting and it's competitive as fuck and those bitches are crazy. And no, you're not going insane. Yes, they're fucking insane. They're power hungry, totally alone, completely angry, and obsessed parents. Don't join that shit. Unless you for real want to make a change, baby, and you're ready to take them on, because if that's the case, I'm behind you. But if you're just trying to be like a good parent, quote unquote, or you're trying to just like be the mom that's around, quote unquote, you don't have to do that. And I wasn't even happy until I just stopped doing all that shit and put play first. Now we fuck around first, work second, because they're babies. Okay? Because they're babies. That's why. So if I have wet clothes and I forgot them in the dryer because some doe-eyed baby came back, like what I was talking about earlier, and I'm on the phone with grandma and I'm late for the dentist appointment, and they say, can you play? I'm hanging up on grandma and I'm going to try as fast as I can to remember to turn those clothes on. And if I don't do it and I ran off to read a book in the 5 minutes that I had spare, I'm not going to beat myself up about it because I did in fact do the one thing I wanted to do. And I did in fact put the baby first. Whereas if you did do the laundry and you did talk to grandma and you did make it to the appointment, we all know you lay in bed later after they're asleep and you look at them, or they fell asleep in the car, or you got home too late and they're asleep, or whatever it is, and you missed it. You missed the fucking window and you missed the fucking opportunity to connect, and it rips your heart out and you feel like, what am I doing this all for? And then you just fucking do it all over the same the next day, and you just do it again and again and again. And slowly you start to feel like, you look at other moms, like I'd looked at Nikki, and you think, how rude. You're not part of this social group. You're not part of this adult thing. Like, what are you doing? We're having an adult thing. And their example, which is now your example, which is now my example, slowly starts to wear off, and you start to look at them and be like, I want to do that. I'm mad at her because that's what I wish I was. I'm upset because I'm jealous, because I don't have the fucking balls to stop talking to people and turn and look at my kid. And this is me projecting on myself, so please don't feel attacked. But I mean, seriously, that was my fucking issue. And I brought it up several years later, and I still bring it up all the time. Like when I'm talking to people, like Nikki was the example. Like if you follow through, you will be the fucking example. So now I'm this way, right? So now years have gone by. Let's fast forward. It's literally been 15 years. 13 years, 13, 13, 12, 13 years since what I'm talking about happened. And I get stopped by people all the time. You're always like a preschool teacher, or you talk just like Reading Rainbow, or how do you stay so positive? Or, oh my God, you're so good with the kids. And I make jokes. And they don't think I'm fucking kidding. But like one mom in particular was like, oh, because you're just always so happy and you're always so nice. And I kind of put my hand on her shoulder and I said, oh, good girl, my act is working. And they all giggle because they think I'm fucking lying. They think I'm fucking joking. And I'm joking, but I'm not. Because I'm letting those things out because I want you all to know. It's fake as fuck. The stories are boring. The games are boring. Fake it, fake it, fake it till you make it, fake it till you make it. Because now when a baby interrupts me, my automatic physical response is to just be like, okay, I would love to, instead of, ugh. And so, okay, maybe it's like, it's up like 75%. It's up maybe 80%. I'll give myself like, it's really good. But I can tell you, yesterday I was on the fucking couch with my feet up and I had just gotten comfortable, and Magnus was like, my tent fell. Can you help me with my tent? And I was like, mm-mm, I'm not getting up. Do it yourself. And he was like, I can't. My legs hurt. And like laying all around and flopping. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not getting up. Like, I'm not getting up from this spot. Like, I'm just telling you, I love this and I love you, but I'm not getting up because I just laid down. Oh, and I think I had ice cream with chocolate chips in it. And I was like, no, I'm definitely not fucking getting up. So that's okay too. I mean, it's fine. I don't beat myself up about that either. Because why? Because I know that motherfucker got played with all day. Because I'm tired of shit. Speaking of shit, I had to hand wash green shit out of his underwear earlier. So that's why I don't feel bad about fucking ignoring him. But we also read books. And we also made, this is all another story, but we made some stupid Minecraft cake that he saw on one of his YouTube videos because it's summertime, baby. We're doing summer activities. So let them follow up on those things. And just be quiet and fake it. Fake it till you make it. Because in a couple of years, it will literally be your go-to response. If a child says hello to me, I say, "Hey, friend. Hey, dude. What's up?" But it wasn't always like that. I used to be the fucking judgmental bitch that was like competing with other people and being like, "She's so rude. Like, babies are not that important." Because secretly, deep down, that's what I wanted to be. So I'm not, this is not a judgmental place. This is never a judgmental place. Please, please, please stop judging yourself. Playing with your kids is difficult. I do it because I'm fucking lazy and I love playing. I love fucking off. But if you're an organized person and if you find it very, very difficult, it's okay. It's okay. Like, it literally doesn't fucking matter to your kid whatsoever. They know you, they see you, they live with you, they see your tendencies. Just laugh it off. Try to laugh and try to be silly. And give yourself grace. Of course you don't know how to do it. You've never been your kid. You don't know what they're into. You've never been a child in 2023. You don't know any of the Wobux characters or Alpha Blocks or Minecraft or Pokemon or any of that shit because it's boring, because it's for children. It's not for you. So please, please stop judging yourself. It's fine. And so I'm going to leave you with a couple of things because I just said Pokemon and I just reminded myself of my favorite way to play with Pokemon cards. Pokemon are boring as fuck. If you're a parent who's into Pokemon because you were into Pokemon as a kid, I see you. Hey, I respect you. But it is really hard for other people. That is a lot of names. They are all really just a lot. It's boring for a lot of us. The stories just go on and on and on. So if you're one of these people and you've been avoiding Pokemon because it's annoying as fuck, I feel you. So what I did back when the kids were really, really little, I only had two into Pokemon, but when they were really little and super into Pokemon and like all the characters and like wanted to talk about it, my favorite thing to do was just make it simple. And so I recently showed my friend how to play this game. So just take all of the Pokemon cards, do them face down, shuffle them up, and then separate them like you would play war. And so you just flip one over and they flip one over, and each Pokemon card has like a little like number up at the top corner, and they range from anywhere from like 10 to like fucking, I don't know, like 390. I don't even know what they are. But this is a great way to teach numbers to kids. It's so fucking great. And you flip them, and then you do it real slow at first because you have to teach them like, oh no, 360, that's way more than 90. You win, and then they get both of the cards. And then you flip again, and then you say, "Oh, mine is 60, and yours is 30. That's more than 60 is more than 30. I win. I get the cards," and you just keep going on and on like that. And then slowly, you will see the pictures of the Pokemon cards and learn their stupid little faces and names. Some of them are adorable as fuck. And then the kids are learning numbers. So it's a win-win-win. And guess what? Y'all are playing a fucking game, taking turns, learning to be patient. And while you're at it, don't forget to congratulate winners and teach sportsmanship, because I love good sportsmanlike conduct. I'm serious. This sounded so nerdy, but I am so serious. Good sportsmanlike conduct is very important, okay, nerds? Ugh, serious. So yeah, that's a great way to play. So take this annoying thing that your kid is doing and make it work for you. How can I engage in this minimally and make them happy as fuck? My answer, silence and enthusiasm. That's literally repeat what they say, enthusiasm. I skim listen, like I skim read. I'm barely listening. I'm having all these different thoughts, but I'm picking up on certain things. And if I find that I wasn't listening when they were describing the Pokemon or whatever, I go back to the one thing I did fucking hear and I'll be like, "Yeah, green is my favorite color." You think they notice, but they don't. They don't. They're like, "Hell yeah." Like, pumped that you were fucking listening and you remembered old dude was green. It doesn't matter. Take it down. Lowered expectations. Just lower them. All you have to do is be alive and be there. And remember that just being in their presence is draining your battery at such a degree that it is alarming. And people just really don't realize it. You don't realize it. Your partners who work full time do not realize it. Your Nana, who hasn't had kids in 30 fucking years, doesn't know. I mean, probably older than 30 if she's your Nana. But et cetera, et cetera. Like, it's fucking... Nobody's been you, and nobody's been your child. You just figure it out. You just keep twisting the puzzles. You just keep twisting the puzzles until they fit the pieces. Damn it, I couldn't get it out. God damn. And I had to stop it so I could burp. That is so true. So, I just could not get my brain to work. But just keep trying. And if it's hard, that's how you know you're doing it. Because it's uncomfortable. Because it's weird. Because you feel awkward when you do something new. And you just have to keep doing it. Just like when you first went to college and you couldn't understand whatever, but you had to keep fucking doing it anyway because there was going to be a test. Same. Just like when you're at work and your boss is so fucking boring and her stories are literally that of an energy vampire and she sucks you dry, but you fake it, you fake enthusiasm and you fucking pretend to care because guess what? It's important and there's a goal at the end. In this case, it's stability overall. But all of that is the same thing. And so when you say my babies are the most important thing to me, that's how you can show them. Play. Let the laundry get stale. You can always wash it again. Every media currently in any form is already pre-recorded and can be paused and rewound and even started on a totally different day. You can get all of the cliff notes for everything now. There's endless time to do dishes. And have I seen kitchen gnats? You betcha. I don't give a fuck. Just listen to your, I mean, seriously though, my kids do the dishes, now. When they get old enough, they can do that shit for themselves. And, you can sit down when you're done. So it does work out in the end. There is an end goal to that, but when you have little kids, the house is going to look, if you're doing it right, you're tired as fuck and the house looks like a fucking nightmare. So that's how you know you did it, baby. That's how you know you were in it to win it. You're fucking exhausted. You can't even think straight because you've not even had your own thought all day. It's been replaced by nonstop audio coming out of your child's mouth of some form or another. Screaming, crying, talking, exploring, exciting. Whatever they do, whatever noise is coming out of them, hitting the fence with a stick, whatever it is, it's been so loud that your brain has had absolutely no time to even think for itself about anything, about what it thinks about anything, about what we're going to do tomorrow, anything. If you're me, I have an uncanny ability to put that shit off till later. Anyway, that came before parenting though. Anyway, but when you're doing it, it kills you. It kills you. And then at the end of the day, when you lie down in bed and you look up and you're totally exhausted and you're totally tired and your eyes are literally burning, you put that work in that day. You were there for them. You were listening to them. You cleaned up shit today. You cleaned up vomit today. Maybe the dog and the kid shit and vomited. You know, I've had those days. Maybe you vomited, the kid vomited, and the dog vomited. And all you had to do today, so that's lowered expectations. When that happens, take it all the way down. Now your goal for today is nothing. You've already done it. It's just cleaning up bodily fluids. So anything else that happens for the whole rest of the day, just take it easy on yourself. It's okay. You already did like the goal amount. That's like, oh, I don't know. My beaker is all the way fucking full. I don't know if I can fit anything else in here today. So if something arises, it's not important. If your sister calls you with some traumatic bullshit drama and she's trying to make you feel like it's an emergency, it's not. I have stuff to do today. Like, I'm busy. My family comes first. Like, I have to do this other thing. And you put on Mulan or Moana or whatever the fucking, I don't know what my kid loves fucking Strange Earth, but apparently it's making kids gay. Whatever. My kid loves fucking Strange Earth or Strange World. And his favorite is the super uber masculine granddad. So there you go. Anyways, that's just me being catty. But whatever it is, you're watching that now, and your only job is to give that your full attention and be enthusiastic when someone is like, "Oh my God, this part scares me." Be like, "Oh no, it is frightening." Woo. Let's fast forward it. Just be engaged and enthusiastic. And I don't know how many times you have to tell yourself throughout the day to just fake it. Just fake it. And you will be shocked by the shit your kids will accept. Like, even yesterday, we were playing a game, and I was like, oh, they're gonna think this is lame. No, they got super fucking crunk. They loved it. Magnus was screaming so loud with excitement and joy that my fucking eardrum was violently shaking, like when you have your speakers too loud. It was just voiding out my ability to hear it. It was so loud. And I thought he was gonna think it was so lame, but I was like, yeah, cool, you did it, you win. And then when his brother won and he was crying, he was like, "Congratulations, brother." And so yes. So you just keep doing it because it will pay you off. So it will pay off. It will pay you off. Ooh, that sounds like it will pay you off to lie or something. It won't. It's not a crooked little thing. It's a precious thing. But I am gonna go now because I feel like I'm just going on and on and on. But I want to leave you with the one thing I want to say to every mother I have just met in our pre-K class. I'm gonna say it to everyone else. This time is already gone. These babies are already grown. Please listen to me say that. I know your mother says that, your grandmother says that, weird old lady say that to you when you're in the bathroom. Oh, appreciate it, appreciate it, appreciate it. But I'm telling you, as someone whose precious wide-eyed baby is 1 week away from going off to the Coast Guard Academy, y'all better fucking stop for real. Leave that laundry in that goddamn washing machine, and let the dishes pile up, because I know it's already over. It's already gone. You're already 15 years in the future, sitting in your car, talking to people on the internet, like, "Please listen to me. Love your babies more. They're grown-ups." But seriously, so do drop my advice. Cancel something today. Don't fucking do it. Just play with your kid. And if they interrupt you with something that seems really stupid, follow it up. Let's see where it goes. Maybe they have a good idea. In fact, recently, we went to a Padres game, and they have this badass thing there where they have like a fake field for the kids, and they have like two like teenage kids in there. Not teenage, they're like a little bit older than that, but like pitching for the kids, and the kids try to hit it and run the bases, and it's so fun. And there was this long ass line, and I was like, "That looks dumb, and you're too young. Like, I don't think he's old enough to do that. I don't want to do that." And Magnus was like, "Please, oh my God, please." And I'm like, "The line is long, plus I mean, like, you've never hit a baseball before. Like, you don't even know. I don't want to do this." And I kind of just wanted to sit over by the sand pit and like drink beer and watch the game, really. And Magnus was like, "Please, please." So I was like, "Fine, we can." When I tell you, we had the best fucking time waiting in that line. We were hanging out with each other, just like being besties, real close together. And then when it was his fucking turn, after waiting all that fucking time, he got up to that thing and he fucking hit the ball, y'all. He hit the ball. He's never fucking done it before in his life, and he hit the fucking ball. And it was like, "Oh my God!" And then he ran the bases, and like all the big kids were there, and they were like, "Come on." And they were like telling him, like, "Okay, when this guy goes," I could like see them whispering and pointing, like, "When this guy goes, then it's your turn, and you got to run to the next base, okay?" And he was like, "Okay." And when he was finished, when I tell you, this kid was beaming from ear to ear. And then I felt like an asshole because it was the best thing we did all day, and I was gonna fucking ignore it because it looked like it was too much work. So please follow it up, see where it goes. Let them be in control, let them lead you. You may just find out that they were right and you were wrong. which is very, very hard pill to swallow. I know. But it happens to the best of us, baby. Okay? Happens to the best of us. I love you. And I hope today that while your kid is trying to play with you and you start to judge yourself for about how boring it is, you hear me say, this is boring. Fake it. Fake it, baby. All you need is enthusiasm and a cool, fun play voice. Thank you to the Spice Girls for very much making me want to be British. And I know my British accent isn't very good. Oop, got Irish there for a second. But I do enjoy talking like this and pretending to be quite fancy. So, all of you have a lovely day and remember to be silly with your babies. I love you. Bye.